history, of engaging in a philosophical debate on whether or not climate change is real. The issue is existential for us. Major storms are no longer uncommon. They have given way to superstorms. They are stronger and more frequent. Every year, the Caribbean region, leading right up to the southeastern coast of the United States of America, live in fear for 5 months. 5 months of hoping that the devastation that was wreaked on North Carolina, on Antigua and Barbuda, on Texas, on Grenada, are not visited upon them this year. Have you seen what has happened to Dominica? The disaster wreaked by these superstorms is the closest thing that we can imagine or compare to a nuclear event. After 4 hours of hurricane, Dominica lost 226% of their GDP. They are still recovering today. As the Secretary General report confirmed, we witnessed last year the costliest North Atlantic hurricane season, with losses estimated at $229 billion. Furthermore, the economic cost of climate-related disasters globally was $320 billion. Madam President, with special reference to the issue of climate change, I was particularly honored by the invitation of the Secretary General to join him and President Macron of France in leading a special initiative to mobilize funds committed at the Copenhagen Conference in 2009 in the amount of US $100 billion per year up to 2020. We are only 2 years away from the deadline. But as at today, we are nowhere near the target. We must therefore galvanize an effective mobilization campaign. Against this background, my delegation looks forward to the climate change summit to be convened by the Secretary General in 2019. More specifically, I also commit personally to work assiduously towards increasing the momentum to secure the promised resources to address climate-related issues that affect all of us. Madam President, many of these structural factors that impede our ability to narrow the persistent income gap between the developing and advanced economies can be addressed by the successful implementation of Agenda 2030 and its 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Global estimates of the scale of the SDG financing gap range from $5 to $7 trillion per annum. Meaningful progress in this regard will require that we tap into various sources of funding. I cannot overstate the importance of including innovative ways of mobilizing private sector financing. In addition, several small island developing states, like Jamaica, are deemed to have graduated to middle-income status primarily by virtue of their GDP per capita. Many of them, however, are highly indebted and vulnerable. High debt ratios constrain the ability to secure domestic fiscal resources at reasonable cost for implementation of national development goals. The reality is that even though many have made advances in reducing levels of extreme poverty, several of our broader development gains have been stalled. We therefore highly commend the work of ECLAC, which affirms the importance of contemplating and complementing the per capita income criteria by addressing structural gaps that